Ye Shall Receive Power, November 19. A Spiritual Revolution. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Through Christ, moral power is brought to man that will change the entire affections, and enable man to work what they will for the cause of God. Where all the power of mind and body was before concentrated to work the works of evil, by the Spirit of God a revolution is brought about. The Holy Spirit enlightens, renews, and sanctifies the soul. Angels behold with inexpressible rapture the results of the working of the Holy Spirit in man. By the revelation of the attractive loveliness of Christ, by the knowledge of His love expressed to us while we were yet sinners, the stubborn heart is melted and subdued, and the sinner is transformed and becomes a child of God. Love is the agency which God uses to expel sin from the human soul. By it He changes pride into humility, enmity and unbelief into love and faith. He does not employ compulsory measures. Jesus is revealed to the soul, and if man will look in faith to the Lamb of God, he will live. Christ is presented to men that they may catch His temper, His perfection, and as the model is complete and perfect in every part, so, as man is conformed to the image of Christ, he is made complete in Him. For aside from Christ, there never can be righteousness in the human heart. When the Spirit was poured out from on high, the church was flooded with light. But Christ was that light. The church was filled with joy, but Christ was the subject of that joy. When the Spirit is poured upon His people in this day, Christ's name will be upon every tongue, His love will fill every soul. And when the heart embraces Jesus, it will embrace God, for all the fullness of God dwells in Christ. When the beams of Christ's righteousness shine upon the soul, joy, adoration, and glory will be woven with the experience.